Mishnah Yud Aleph. So in the previous Mishnah, the cases all worked out perfectly because there were at least the number of members of each group as there were a number of groups. Meaning in the case where there were, let's say, five groups, there were at least five people in each group. So you can now make five new groups, making sure that in each group, there is a member of each of the original groups. But what happens if you have a case where, let's say, Shnayim Shnitz Oru Pischayen, two people whose Korban is Pesach gets mixed up. So you have two people who each designated a Korban Pesach for themselves and themselves alone. So now you've got two groups, and in each group there's only one person. So you can't start switching around, and one person joins the other group, and the other person joins the other group, because here there are less members per group than there are number of groups. So the Mishnah says that really you can use exactly the same solution, but you have to add in one more stage. And that is, Zem Meshich Lo Echad V'Zem Meshich Lo Echad. Firstly, like in the previous Mishnah, let's say you've got two people, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven should take one of the korbanos to him, and Shimon should take the other korban next to him. And then, this is the stage which we add, Zem Mamna Imo Echad Min Ashuk. Reuven appoints with him somebody else from the marketplace, meaning he gets somebody else to join his group. V'Zem Mamna Imo Echad Min Ashuk. And Shimon does the same thing. He appoints somebody else from the marketplace, somebody else who is part of a different group or not yet part of any group. He gets him to join his group. And then the rest of the Mishnah is exactly the same formula as the previous Mishnah. Zeh bo itzel zeh. One of the members of each group goes to the other group. Either Reuven or Reuven's new member joins Shimon's group for zeh bo itzel zeh. And then one of the original members of Shimon's group, either Shimon or the new member of Shimon's group, he joins Reuven's original group. And this is what they would say, meaning this is what Reuven and Shimon would both say to the new member who came from the other group. So let's say you've got Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gets Levi to join his group, and Shimon gets Yehuda to join his group. And then Levi goes from Reuven's group to Shimon's group, and Yehuda goes from Shimon's group to Reuven's group. So then, V'kachim Omrim, this is what Reuven and Shimon would say to their new members. So in our example, Reuven would say to Yehuda, who came from Shimon's group, and Shimon would say to Levi, who came from Reuven's group, Im shenu ha-pesach hazeh, if this animal is really my Korban Pesach, then yodechem shuchim shalach, v'nimnei sal sheli, that you should join my group now, you should leave your original group, and be appointed on my Korban. V'im shalach ha-pesach hazeh, but if this animal is really your Korban Pesach, then yodai meshuchim sheli, v'nimnei si al shalach, then I am now removing my hands, I'm removing myself from my original group, and I am being appointed on your Korban Pesach.